All right, it's 8:40, 23 degrees. Mike Kinzel back in studio with us.
Hey, Kelly, good morning. And with me is mayoral candidate John Bellinger. Good morning, John, and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Well, definitely the primary 1 week from today, so time is growing short. John is a member of the city council. You're in your first term, right?
Correct.
Just a little more on your background.
Sure. I'm 52 years old. I'm married. I've got three children. I'm been a Sheboygan resident for 20 years now, and I've been on the council for one term. I'm a political science and history major, graduate from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and politics and following it locally, nationally, and on a world scale is something that's a passion of mine, and it's part of the reason why I got involved with the council and why I'm running for mayor.
What are you doing for a living now?
Right now I'm in the print industry. I've been doing that for 25 years. I transferred here from Minneapolis 20 years ago with More Business Forms at the time, and I've been in the printing industry ever since.
All right. Why'd you decide to make a run for mayor?
Well, because I love Sheboygan, and I found that there were several voids, gaps, or needs that need to be addressed. We need a mayor with a vision and a plan, and right now I don't think we have that. And that was one of my biggest disappointments last year on the council, is that there was no vision or plan to move Sheboygan forward. And we also need a mayor with integrity, energy, and enthusiasm. And I have a plan, I have a vision, I strive for integrity daily, and I certainly have the passion to be Sheboygan's next mayor, so that's why I jumped in.
What are the main points of your plan?
Well, I've got, four main points, and they start off with preserve and protect property values, and we need a plan for infrastructure, maintenance, repair, and in new infrastructure. Quite frankly, we've had decades of neglect, and it's aging, and just driving down Washington Avenue right here, it's a prime example. So we need to address that, and it needs to be done in a responsible and quick manner, in my opinion. Economic development and support, that's a priority as well. Neighborhood revitalization, and we've got a structural deficit in 2014 of over 500,000 and 2015 of 1.7 million when the garbage fee sunsets. So those need to be addressed, and it needs to be done sooner rather than later. And I was hoping that the budget for 2014 and 15, the process that we went through this past year, it would have addressed those. And I'm disappointed that we didn't look long term.
And John, were you on board with the garbage fee?
Originally, when I ran for alderman, that was one of my platforms. I was against the garbage fee. I was against the way that it was done on a late November evening, just to fill a hole in the budget, and the way that it was done without any notice to any constituents. All of a sudden, this idea came out of thin air, and so I was upset as a taxpayer that this was the way it was done. I thought it was poor planning. And I just didn't agree at all with it. So I ran against the garbage fee. When I became an alderman, when I looked at the financial situation of the city, and I thought, this, although it wasn't a good way to do it, and it didn't represent the citizens well, we have some real serious problems financially. So I thought it would be fiscally irresponsible to try and eliminate it that year. I had an idea for privatizing the garbage that would have gotten, solved the budget deficit for 14 and 15, have some surpluses, provide some extra cash for infrastructure improvements, roads and sewers, and that wasn't, passed by the council. But originally, like I said, I was against it. I looked at the situation financially with the city and the budget, and worked closely with Don Hammond, Daryl Carlson, the leaders on the council, and Jim Amodio, and I said, let's leave it where it's at right now, and let's look at addressing our larger problems down the road.
What do you think you bring that the other guys don't? And the other guys I'm referring to are incumbent Mayor Terry Van Akron and Mike Vandersteen, who's also in the running.
Well, as far as the mayor goes, I mentioned earlier, you know, my year on the council, I saw no core values, no vision, and no plan for the city. And that bothers me. We need a mayor that is out front, visible, engaged, passionate, and wants to move the city forward. I didn't see that, you know, from the current mayor. From Mr. Vandersteen, I've got several issues with him. Number one, he supported the half-cent sales tax increase that the county administrator proposed a couple years ago. I was extremely disappointed in that. I made him aware of that. And also, I think he was complicit in the extortion of originally what they wanted, $5.7 million from the city on the combined dispatch. It ended up being, you know, $2.5 million, but it needed to only be $400,000. Mike, we've got a brand new facility at the police station. We've got all the equipment in there. We'd need $400,000 worth of fiber optics, move a wall, put a new station in. We'd be up and running within a year or two. Right now, it's going to take us 12 or 13 years by the time we've borrowed the money, built the new facility at the county, invested the $2.5 million, and by the time the taxpayers of the city get that money back, it's going to be 12 or 13 years. So I'm extremely disappointed. I think that Mr. Vandersteen was, he was not a good representative from the county board for the city taxpayers, and it disappoints me greatly.
Your thoughts on the, you guys on the council are going over the responsibilities, kind of revamping the responsibilities of the mayor's office. Are you on board with those? I know there was a little conflict between the mayor and finance and the chief administrative officer, Jim Amodio, over during the budget time, and now they're kind of solidifying what the mayor should do or should not do. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it ends up being what's going before the council is guiding principles is what it's called. Because of state statute, we can't really change much as far as the job description. We can't really publish a job description, especially one that would conflict with state statute. So Mary Lynn Donahue came up with this, and it's unfortunate that we have to go through this exercise, but because of Terry's lack of working together with the department heads and Mr. Modio, I think it's something that's necessary and something that needs to be addressed. So it's unfortunate, but I support it.
You think a part-time, you think we could do the job with a part-time mayor? That's been brought up in the past a number of times.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think if you get a part-time mayor, I think you're going to have part-time results. There's enough going on with the city. We're a city of, you know, sadly now just under 50,000. But, you know, we need to grow the city. We need to get young people to want to move to Sheboygan. We need to make Sheboygan an attractive destination for people to live and raise families. You know, we need to do as much as we can. There is a lot of work that needs to be done with the city. And somebody that has the passion and the drive and the energy, it's more than a full-time job.
Any parting comments? Any last thing you want to leave us with?
Well, I appreciate this opportunity. And if anybody has any further questions or suggestions for me, they can look at my website. It's ilovesheboygan.us. I appreciate the voters taking my candidacy into their thoughts, and I would be happy to earn their votes.
Very good. John Bellinger, our guest. Thanks, John.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.